Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, December 2nd, 2020. Fiscal Year 2022 Judicial Branch Request, Justice System Appropriations Subcommittee. Fiscal Year 2022 Request. The Judicial Branch is requesting a total of $193.2 million from the General Fund, an increase of $9.1 million compared to estimated fiscal year 2021 as presented in the table that accompanies this fiscal update article. Under Iowa Code Section 602.1301, the Judicial Branch is required to submit its budget request to the General Assembly by December 1st. The other fiscal year 2021 department requests for the Justice System appropriation budget are outlined in an earlier fiscal update article. Judicial Branch. The Judicial Branch is requesting increases from the General Fund totaling approximately $9.1 million, including $3.8 million to restore funding for all authorized employees, as well as office supplies, furniture, and equipment, $1 million for the 17 full-time equivalent FTE positions required for the Clerk of Court offices to be staffed at the recommended level of 2.5 FTE positions per courthouse, $1.4 million for a 3% salary increase for all judges and magistrates, $1.1 million for increases to non-judicial officer salaries, $83,000 for one FTE navigator position for the Story County Pilot District Self-Help Center to provide assistance to self-represented litigants, $1.5 million to hire four additional district associate judges and associate support staff, for example, judicial support specialists, law clerks, and court reporters, to meet workload demands, and $229,000 for three FTEs for the new applicants' online dispute resolution, interactive online forms, electronic warrants, electronic reminders, etc., that require increased testing capacity, as well as support staff for new phone systems. The LSA staff contacts for this fiscal update are Laura Book, Legislative Analyst 2 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-205-9275, and Christine Meckler, Legislative Analyst 2 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-250-0458.